אוקיי, צהריים טובים רבותיי. So, without further ado, at long last, I want to try to kind of break down the suga of Yashan. Now, you might have seen a post about a crash course on Yashan. I'm not going to give you a crash course because you're Benetona. You don't need a crash course. You need the course. Anyway, so let's, I want to start by breaking it down from the beginning. Now, what prompted this is a certain comment that I've gotten in different forms in the past, and that why are Sfardim so machmir about Yashan? It's a chayk. Yeah. Why are they machmir? And there was another comment actually a few weeks ago, why can't the Sfardim just chill out about Yashan? So I'm going to try to break it down. Why exactly it is that we can't chill out? So that's what I'm trying to do. But listen, sometimes shiurim come from inspiration, you know. Maasim shehayu, maase rav, you know. That's how things are learned. Baruch Hashem. If this was a part of the Torah that we read once a year, I would say dayenu. You know, sometimes people don't really focus too much, unfortunately, on parts of the Torah that we learn once a year. This is a chilek of the Torah, Torah Shebichtav, that we read no less than
four
times a year. Parashat Emor, Matai, first 2 days of Sukkot, same kriya.
Second
day of Pesach, Shoroh Chesed, and then a few weeks after Pesach, before Lag BaOmer, you have Parashat Emor. Four times you're reading Shoroh Chesed. In Parashat Emor, famously, the Torah brings down all of the Mo'adim. What's the first Mo'adim? What's the first Mo'ed? Shabbat, first.
That's considered a Mo'ed?
Vadai. It's Rosh Lechol Mo'adim. So then, Shabbat, Pesach. Then, after Pesach, before the Torah gets to Shavuot and Shtei Alechem, the Torah takes a little detour.
And what's that?
Yifei Me'od. The Torah says, Ki Tavo'u La'aretz, Uktzartem Et Ketzira, Vavetem Et Omer, Reshit Ketzirachem, El HaKohen. Which means, there's a mitzvah on the second night of Pesach, mitzvah ta'aseh min ha-Torah, to harvest the omer. So, the Torah says that there's another associated mitzvah with that mitzvah. What else begins simultaneously with ketzirat ha-omer? Another mitzvah ta'aseh.
Sefirat
ha-omer. You see, they're listening by kriyat ha-Torah. Anyway, b'kitzur. Then the Torah says that the next morning there's a third mitzvah. What's that? Next morning there's a korban that's made out of the omer. The omer was a sheath of barley that was then ground and made into a mincha. Korban mincha was brought from that with an animal that was called the Korban HaOmer. Interesting, that was a korban that was brought on the second day of Pesach, and they made a big deal about it because historically Am Yisrael had problems with the tzedukim about the Korban HaOmer. What was the issue that they had with the tzedukim?
They'd be spilling it on the
Mimachorat HaShabbat, Yinifenu HaKohen, and they used to say tzedukim Machshemam. What was it say? They would say, Mechorat HaShabbat, Shabbat Bereshit, you have to do it on Sunday. And the Chachamim said, what is Sunday? Mechorat HaShabbat, it's not about Shabbat what?
Yom Tov.
Shabbaton, it's not about the first day of Yom Tov, Shel Chag HaPesach. Yeah, they like to distort the Torah kol pa'am. Anyway, so the Chachamim made a big deal. There's a Gemara, Masechet Menachot, Daf Samachvav, it says the whole Seder of the Ketziyat HaOmer. They say, Magal Zo, Omrim Lohin, Magal Zo, Omrim Lohin, Magal Zo, Shabbat HaYom, Omrim Lohin. Right, because it was Ketziyat HaOmer was Afilu Dochet HaShabbat. So why would they ask everything three times? We get the point. And say, so you see, you guys are wrong, and we're going to do it our way, the Torah way. So, fine. You brought the Korban HaOmer, and the Torah says a very interesting, I would say, side effect or spin-off of the Korban HaOmer. Torah says, Meforash, Pasuk Meforash Batorah. Ve'lechem ve'kali ve'charmel. לא תאכלו עד עצם היום הזה, עד הביאכם את קורבן אלוהיכם, חוקת עולם לדורותיכם בכל מושבותיכם. יפה מאוד. Now, anyway, so what do you see over here? You see, Torah says מפורש, hey, wait, there's a לא תעשה שבתורה that's associated with this קורבן. Torah says that until this קורבן is brought, לחם, bread. קלי, what's קלי? מלשון קליה, what's that? No, well, yeah, kernels that kliya are roasted, נכון? וחרמל, Rashi says, are moist kernels that haven't been dried, לא תאכלו. Now, so anytime the Torah says lechem, it's a reference to any derivative of חמשת מיני דגן. Yeah? Chita, se'ora, kusemet, shifon, shibolet shu'al.
Browse.
Huh?
Browse.
Browse?
Barley, rye, oats, wheat, spelt. Browse.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Top. Anyway, I like that. Anyway, bekitzer, so you have the chameshet min hadagan. Now, there's a mishnah in Masechet Chala that says that if you want to really break down the chameshet min hadagan, it's really two minim. Wheat and barley. There's three kinds of wheat and two kinds of barley. Wheat, spelt, and rye are wheat. Barley and oats are barleys. Again, that's the way it's broken down.
Why is not rice or corn added?
Because they're not grains over there. It's not something. There's a machloket. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri actually does, right? Mishnah?
No.
Yeah, Psachim, Daf. It's two different machlokot. First of all, what can become chametz, and also what can you use for matzah? Lamed, Amud Aleph. Anyway, Bekitzer. Yeah, you skip. Okay, it's okay, it's okay. We all get rusty sometimes. Anyway, Bekitzer. So, let me say there. The Reshiva does it so elegantly. Yeah. You know when he goes off on the Marmakimus? Yeah. But so matter-of-factly.
We'll have a speech.
It's a chladat, because, you know, it doesn't... Sfaradim have a way of, like, you know, loading and then shooting. Yeah. Ashkenazim. It just flows, you know? Anyway, mikol makom, the Torah says, lo tochilu, you're not isur sheba Torah. You think, it's bread, what can be wrong? Yeah, the Torah says it's asur. Adav yachem et korban eloyachem. Until you bring the korban, it's asur. Which means that this korban, korban ha'omer, is very special in that it has a function, it does two things. It is... The Korban HaOmer is Oser et HaMutar U'matir. Well, I wouldn't say Oser et HaMutar. Let's start out. It's Matir et HaAsur and Oser Mikanun Haba, which means second day of Pesach, you brought the Korban. What happens? Hence the name Chadash, Yashan. It doesn't say that in this context. Yeah. Where did the Torah speak about Chadash and Yashan?
Behar.
No.
Behar. Yashan.
Yeah, נכון, וישן מפני חדש תוציאו, נכון. אין בהר, אין בחוקותיי. Anyway, מכל מקום, so yes, but over here when we speak about ישן and חדש, ישן is a reference to pre-Pesach, or pre-Korban produce, and חדש is a reference to post-Korban produce, that was planted and grown after Pesach, so that's חדש. It's אסור, until when?
The following Sukkot?
No, following Korban HaOmer, until the following Korban HaOmer. And that's the cycle. Get it? Chadash, Yashan. So, Yashan is clear. Now.
So, from that, year 5, Tavshin,
now we're Dalit.
Pei Dalit.
Which means anything that grew
from
hold on.
This past April. Or what? After Pesach, I'm saying.
That's the problem that I'm about to raise, is that this past Pesach, we didn't have a Korban HaOmer, unfortunately.
Okay.
And that being said, the Gemara questions, what do you do if the Torah says that the heter of Yashan and the Isur of Chadash is contingent upon the Korban HaOmer? What do you do bizman Korban HaBayit when there's no Bayit? Unfortunately, there's no Korban. Yafe meod. Mishnah, Masechet Sukkah, Daf, Mem Alef Amud Alef. The Gemara says Meforash. Hitkin Rabban Yochanan ben Zakai shiye yom henef kulo asur. Yafe? What other takana do we have in the same Mishnah? שיהיה לולב ניטל כל שבעה, זכר לחורבן. זכר למקדש, I'm sorry. Over here, יום הנף כולו אסור. It doesn't say זכר למקדש, it's יום הנף כולו. What does that mean? The Gemara breaks it down and says as follows, you okay? אכילה.
No, okay.
איפה הלך הזקן?
Huh?
איפה הזקן? מעלים בקודש ומולדים. Anyway. Once upon a time, I have to tell you my beard story. Did I ever tell my beard story?
No. Many times.
I didn't? Okay.
Yeah. Well, it was regarding Rosh Chodesh and how he was...
Rosh Hashanah. Anyway, long story. Yeah, we'll talk.
After.
Anyway, Bekitzer. But then, after that, there's no way out. There's no going back.
Oh, okay, fine.
Mutav shu shogegin melu mezidin. Yeah, anyway. Bekitzer. However, we don't say, there's a Rama in Siman Tafresh Yud Gimal that brings down that we don't say Mutav Shushogin Valim Zidin B'davar HaMforash B'Torah. You only say that by things that are not Mefurash b'Torah. For instance, Tosefet Yom HaKippurim, which is learned at Bidrasha, then you say it over there. But things that are Mefurash, lo. Anyway, תקשיב אתה. בקיצר, so the Mishnah, the Gemara says, let's backtrack for a second. There's a book my kids have, there's a whole series. I love that series. I think it's Just Imagine or whatever. It has these kids' books that are, that like paint a picture of what it used to be. Bevet HaMikdash, and they have Avat Bikurim, and they have Korban Pesach. It's like a Geshmaka series. So we're going to have a Just Imagine for adults right now. You're at Bet HaMikdash on the second day of Pesach, and you're watching with bated breath for when the Korban HaOmer is brought. Why? Because now, what do you want to do?
You want to eat your old bread.
Yeah, well, no, it's Pesach. You can't eat your old bread. But new crop. Yeah, what? You want to use the new... Pesach HaYom. Can you make brand new matzot on the second day of Pesach? Mutar or Asur? Bevadai Shemutar. The fact that we have all our matzahs mi be'od mo'ed, that we buy everything before, that's because, you know, a lot of us are not bekiim. But if you're bekiim making matzah, and you know the procedure is, inevitably, by the way, anytime you make matzah, there's going to be chametz. That's part of it. You got to know what to do. You have to be mevatel before. And shum ba'aya. Temanim, ad etzim ayom hazeh, they make, well, not on, maybe even Yom Tov too. Yom Tov you can bake matzah. They make fresh matzah every day of Pesach. So, anyway, so you want your Tvu'ah Chadasha, which is about to be a Shana, you're waiting at Bet HaMikdash. As soon as they bring the Korban HaKol Mutar, what happens if you're not in Yerushalayim? What happens if you're in Bnei Brak or something that's far away from the Bet HaMikdash and you have no clue when they brought the Korban? Says the Gemara, what do?
You can assume after 12 it was brought.
Not 12.
Chatzot?
Yeah. So over there, you can assume that until Chatzot it was brought. Why? Chazaka al Kohanim she'enam mit'atzelim, the Kohanim were the ones that, even if a delay happened, whatever, Kohanim are zrizim. So you can assume by Chatzot, safely assume that the Korban was brought, everything's fine. But what about Bizman Hazeh, when there's no Korban, what do you do? There's a machloket in the Gemara, whether it's the Rabbanan or the Oraita. The Gemara tells us, Hitkin Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai is really mi de Oraita. What? That when there is no, without getting too much into detail, but when there's no Korban, what is the Matir and Osir of Chadash versus Yashan? Yom. The Yom Sheni Shel Pesach, which means the entire day
of the 16th.
Why? Because the Torah says two things. There's two things in the same pasuk. The Torah says, "Velechem vekali v'charmel lo tochelu ad etzem ayom hazeh, until this day. Ad aviachem et korban Elohechem." Says the Gemara, "Itachen, is it the day or is it the korban?" Says the Gemara, "Easy. When there's a korban, it's the korban. When there's no korban,
it's the day.
Femeod Gemara meforeshet Masechet Sukkah." Now, that being said, how long do you have to wait? The entire day. Now, there's a machloket. Originally, the Gemara thought Mishi Ya'ir, when it gets Alot HaShachar. No, Maskanat HaGemara is that even Midoraita, you have to wait the entire, for the entire day to pass. Tov, which means that in Eretz Yisrael, nowadays, Motza'e Ted Zayin B'Nisan, which means Shkia, or Tete Kochavim of Yud Zayin B'Nisan, Chadash now becomes Yashan, and it's Mutar. Promise in Chutz La'aretz, says Maran Shulchan Aruch, in Orachayim Siman Tav Petet, Maran writes, then Chutz La'aretz, we keep Tedzayin. Tedzayin we don't consider as a Yom Chol HaMoed. We consider Tedzayin Sfeka Deyomah. So now, we can't wait until Yudzayin, because maybe Yudzayin is still Tedzayin. So what would be Motza'e Tedzayin in Eretz Yisrael is going to be Motza'e Yudzayin Tchilat Yudchet in Chutz La'aretz. Yefe? So far so good? We're good. Okay. That is the overview. Now again, you might think to yourself, that it's, what could be asur? It's just bread, right? Yeah, well, guess what? Orla is just fruit. And chametz is also just bread. You know what I'm saying? It's
Vart, it's just a switch. Just a...
Oh, you know the Vart. The Vart. One, I don't know if you know, Alav HaShalom, Rav Nota Greenblatt. He was Av Bedin in Memphis, Tennessee. He was the brother of Rav Ephraim Greenblatt, the Revivot Ephraim, and he was a Talmid Muvhak of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe sent him to be a Rav in Memphis. Now, back in the day, Memphis was just like, a bunch of, I don't know if they had even that, just like down south and Jiddim. Anyway, Bekitzah, so he went there to be a Rav. He was Mamash Mechayet Kol HaMakom, and they asked him one time, one of the Jews who I guess were being Mitkarev, so they asked him, Rabbi, seriously, do you think God really cares that much if I flick a switch, a light switch on Shabbos? That's what he asked him. And he answered him, he says, you know what? You make a good point. If you were strapped to an electric chair, you'd care very much if somebody flicked the switch or not. Which means what he meant to say, it was a dvar chokhmah. He didn't mean to mock the guy. He says, it's not just the action that you do, because you have to realize that every action that we do ba'olam hazeh has a very, very impactful reaction. We happen not to see it, right? Can you imagine the guy on death row? And some guy's just passing, right, let's say he's not, they didn't sentence him to death yet, and the guys are just sitting in the chair or whatever, and some guy just stomps, he sees the light switch, whatever, he just wants to experiment, boom, and then, fries his brains. Yeah? Well, I just flicked the switch, right? Just. In Judaism, there's no such thing as just. There's such a thing as Dvar Hashem. Bidvar Adonai Shamayim Na'asu V'ruach Piv Kol Tzeva'am. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world and with his words, and the same words that he created the world, the same words he used to tell us, Ma Mutar Uma Asur. No, that's it. There's no just. You know what I'm saying? So, now that what there is, we do have to contend with, besides for the just, well, I never heard of that. That's another syndrome that affects us. And by the way, the older we get, the more we're affected. Not us, because we're B'nai Torah, but non-B'nai Torah are very, very, very prone to that syndrome of, well, if I haven't heard of it until now,
must be,
then it must be wrong or not true, or a chumrah, or some made-up, fanatic, archaic thing, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Even though what we're talking about now, I brought you psukim mefurashim b'Torah. Where have you been your whole life, four times a year, when this passage is read from the Bible? Where have you been? Ma, ata lo choshev, ata lo ze? Oh, nice pasuk. Lav sheb'Torah. I don't get it. Tov. Let's continue. Masechet Kiddushin, that we know and love so much. Mishnah, daf lamed vav amud bet, lamed zayin amud aleph. Right? Very, well, not the last, but second to the last Mishnah in the Perek. The Mishnah, by the way, Kiddushin, longest first Perek, in Shas. Yeah. The Mishnah says.
41.
Now. Says the Mishnah. Kol mitzvot atluyot ba'aretz enan nuhagim ela ba'aretz. Chutz me'orla ve'kil'ayim. Oh, which means, Mishnah meforeshet, that says that mitzvot atluyot ba'trumot u'ma'asrot and shvi'it and all the ba'aretz, hence the name. What about orla? Orla ve'kil'ayim. Even though the Torah speaks about orla, it speaks about Eretz Yisrael. Kil'ayim, also, it speaks about Eretz Yisrael. Nevertheless, the Mishnah says, those are exceptions to the rule. We learn that from Sukkim. And halachot le-Moshe Mishinai, by the way, Orla, is not noheg din Torah min ha-mikra in chutz la-aretz, but it is noheg bechutz la-aretz me-halacha le-Moshe Mishinai, hence different laws. Safek Orla be-Eretz Yisrael, says the Gemara, is lachmir. Safek Orla bechutz la-aretz, which is me'alacha l'moshem Sinai, still d'oraita, but me'alacha l'moshem Sinai is le'akil.
Okay. Why, though? Does it apply in chutz la'aretz as well?
What?
Orla.
Of course it does.
So then why are we not machmir in chutz la'aretz as well?
Because that was part of the halacha l'moshem Sinai. Tov?
Okay.
Anybody get there yet? Lamed Zayin? Yeah. Lamed Zayin, Lamed Chet? What is that, in Bekiyus or what? Tov. Anyway, the Mishnah ends off. Yeah? Three more words. Four. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, 5. Af Hechadash. Boom. Which means, he's adding on to the Tanakhama. He says, well, Chadash is also an exception, such that Chadash will also apply in Chutz La'aretz. Okay, the Gemara hones into Rabbi Eliezer and says, whoa, Rabbi Eliezer, Pasuk Meforash B'Torah, Ki Tavoi La'aretz Uktzartem Et Ketzira. The context of this Isur is in the context of what? Korban Omer, Ktzirat Omer, all that stuff, Eretz Yisrael. So why are you saying that? Says the Gemara, there's one word in the Pasuk over there that you didn't pay attention to. Be Moshevotechem, right? All of your Moshevot, anywhere you live. Yeah, the Gemara has a machloket exactly how to explain the word Be Moshevotechem. That's a different story. So, Mikol Makom, Takshivata, Drosh, the Gemara ends up paskening like Rabbi Eliezer. Rif, Rambam, Rosh, Tur, Baran HaShulchan Aruch, kulam, they pasken like Rabbi Eliezer, that Chadash noheg b'chutz el ha'aretz. Hey, wait a second, says the Rosh, what's wrong with this picture? What's wrong with paskening like Rabbi Eliezer? Yachid neged rabim. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, that means he's adding on to what the Tanakama said, which means the Tanakama, which is indicative of Da'at Rabbim, holds not Chadash b'chutz la'aretz.
Since it's one, Yachid versus Rabbo, we win.
The Rabbim should win. So what's Pshat? Says the Rosh, you missed the Mishnah Meforeshet, Stam Mishnah, b'Masechet Orla. The end of the Mishnah, the last Mishnah in Masechet Orla says that Orla is noheg, Orla noheged b'chutz la'aretz v'chene chadash. Boom. And over there it's a Stam Mishnah. Over there it doesn't say Rabbi Eliezer Omer. So over here says the Rosh, this ain't no machloket in the Mishnah. This Rabbi Eliezer is speaking on behalf of the Stam Mishnah. V'lachen halacha kidvarav zeo. Okay?
There's a rule where if there's a Stam Mishnah and a...
Stam v'achar kach machloket, that's a different story. Okay, but over here it's a machloket v'achar kach Stam. Everybody agrees. It's really Stam v'achar kach machloket over here because Orla is before Kiddushin. But there's another concept that ilchita beduchta adifa, which means Orla is in Seder Zra'im, which speaks about these... Nachon, the Mishnah and Masechet Kiddushin discusses it, but it's agav to the other dinim that we've spoke. If I had to ask you, what's the recurring theme of the Mishnayot in the first perek of Masechet Kiddushin? You know, there's only one Mishnah in the first perek of Kiddushin that actually speaks about Kiddushin.
The first one.
Yeah. So what's the recurring theme?
Yonim.
That's only the first few. Then it veers off.
Mitzvahs.
Huh?
It says all the mitzvahs. Like here between different, like when have
comparisons. We like to compare and contrast different things, which means you have Isha, Ha'isha Niknet, Ha'ivama. Then you have Kinyane Eved Ve'ama, Ivrim. Then you have Eved Kina'ani. Then you have Behema, Ha'behema Niknet, Bemshicha, V'chule, V'chule. You're comparing different things. Then after that, what do you have? Kol Mitzvot HaBen Ala Av. You have that. Mitzvot HaAv Ala Ben. You have... We're comparing different numbers of things, and then finally you get to mitzvot ha-tuliyot ba'aretz. Once we were talking about mitzvot ha-ben ala'av, then we branched out to... You know, so you see the mishnayot kind of piggyback off each other. You have to be asking, as B'nai Torah, anytime you see a mishnah, a random-looking mishnah in a masichet, you got to ask yourself, what in the world? Meaning, the first mishnah in Kiddushin I kind of get. Ha'isha niknet b'shalosh drachim. Okay, that kind of makes sense. The second Mishnah, what? Huh? Avadim? Whoa, what just happened? Kinyanim? Mitzvot? You have to ask yourself, what's the link here? So, mikol makom, kach, yeah, what's the matter?
Where do we say the halachas like Rabbi Eliezer that the Rosh asked? The Gemara says it?
Yeah, the Gemara says, we paskan like Rabbi Eliezer, and the Rosh in his psakim on this Mishnah, Perakam of I don't remember the oath exactly, but the Rosh brings it, Shalacha Kach, and he asks, says, Ma pitom? Says, Yachid v'Rabim, no, Stam Mishnan Ola, finished. Now, if you look, Yoredeah, there is one Siman in Shulchan Aruch that discusses Chadash, Hilchot Chadash. There's also in Or HaChaim that speaks about Sfeka Deyoma, that's something else, but in terms of Hilchot Chadash, Yoredeah, Resh, Saddi, Gima. You look over there, Hilchot Chadash. Maran HaShulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam verbatim. And both the Rambam and the Rif and the Rosh and Maran, they all say, Hechadash noheg bechol zeman uvchol makom. Ben bizman habayit, ben shelo bizman habayit. Ben ba'aretz, ben bechutz la'aretz. Ben shel Yisrael, ben shel akum. Which means, what did Maran say? Basically, what did he just shut the door on any...
Even forgotten.
Huh?
He said akum.
Yeah, especially for goyim.
Of the kochavim, goyim.
Mama, miyem bechla. That's who.
What about Shev Mesa Bnei Noah?
No. Belonging to, not for.
Oh.
They can eat chadash. Yeah, they can.
Doesn't apply to them. Yeah. It's the bread that's owned by them or made by them.
Or grown. Tvuah. Not if they make the bread, but grow the wheat or the grain to ze. So Maran shut. Yeah. Yes. Okay, so. Yes. Big.
Okay, so
Maran shut the door big time. the Rosh, going back to the Psakim of the Rosh on this halakha in Kiddushin, the Rosh brings down Shitat Ba'al HaTrumah, Ba'al Sefer HaTrumah. Rabbeinu Baruch Mimagenza, Migdole Ba'al HaTosfot, Talmido Shel Rabbeinu Tam, big deal. Rabbeinu Baruch Mimagenza writes, so he brings several Re'ayot in Sefer HaTrumah that Pisul Chadash is only Noheg Be'eretz Yisrael Uvimkomot HaKrovim. What's Mekomot HaKrovim? Surya, Mitzrayim, Bavel is already far. But Bimkomot Rechokim Me'eretz Yisrael, places that are far from Eretz Yisrael, Ein HaChadash Noheg. Kach Pasak Rabbeinu Baruch. So, he brings Re'ayot to that effect. What are you going to do with Rabbi Eliezer? Pasuk Tana Kama? Big deal. The Rosh quotes this Sefer HaTrumah, and he says, Udvarav Tmuhim. Tamua. What? He says, V'chol ra'ayotav in bahim mamash. We can't say that. Because we're tiny.
Rav, can you speak
that
again?
V'chol ra'ayotav.
How can you say
it? Well, he could say it. He's a Rishon. Zeh Rosh, Rabbeinu Asher.
Okay.
Ma'amudei Hora'a. Yeah, he can say that. We can't. But he said it. Now, that's one shita I want you to remember. There's another shita in Resh Tzadigim. This is probably a little bit more of a famous shita that everybody knows about, the shita of the Bach. Arav Bayit Chadash, Rabbeinu Yon Sirkish, Av Bedin, Krakow. So, in Siman Resh Tzadigim, on the Tur and Bet Yosef, he argues, he quotes the shita of two Rishonim, the Me'il Tzedakah, and the Gaon Rabbi Avigdor Kohen Tzedek. Rishonim, he says that they hold that Chadash is only noheg b'tvua shel Yisrael, b'tvua shel Akum, en Chadash noheg.
So I can go to the key food and buy it if I know that it was harvested or grown by.
That's the shita of the Bach. He brings it la'alacha, brings ra'ayot lidvarav. Famously, the Gaon Mivilna in Siman Resh Tzadigimal doesn't take that sitting down. The Gaon writes on the Bach, Ukvariku al kodkodo, on the meaning, a lot of Gdolim protested this heter of the Bach, but it's a heter that exists. Now, I want to get something very, very clear here before the Sfardim have to chill out. Okay? This is not a Sfardi Ashkenazi thing. Bichlal, bichlal lo. When the Torah said the Isur Chadash, a Torah mechaleket ben Sfaradim l'Ashkenazim? That's number one. Now, just from what we've spoken about, do we have any Osrim among Poske Ashkenaz on the roster for Isur Chadash? Bizman haze b'chutz la'aretz u'shel Akum?
Rosh.
Rosh, Tur, Rama, Gra. Some pretty impressive names on the Ashkenazi roster. Yeah? So before the Sfaradim have to chill out, let's put things in perspective for a second. Okay, now, this is Ikar Adin. Now, Sfeke Sfekot are coming. The Rama himself, in theory, agrees to Maran. But he does quote a Rosh, who does introduce some Sfekot with regards to Chadash. We'll have to continue. Are we meeting tonight?
Yes, we're meeting tonight. But Rabbi wants to do a Q&A tonight?
Tonight's Ashkafa. So we'll continue with that tomorrow night. I'll introduce Sfeke Sfekot and Dinim and Machlokot B'ilchot Sfek Sfeka between the Shach, Pri Chadash, and Pnei Yehoshua, Ayin Siman, Yored De'a Siman, Kuf Yod, Ilchot, Safek Sfeka, and how does that impact us? Ad Etzem Hayom Hazeh, as it relates to Chadash, don't miss it.